honor that God has blessed me with. God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Listen, this is 5926 Central with the Cook Girls. All right, we got some folks that's going to talk with us live on the show tonight. What's going on, Big Sis? What you doing? What's going down?
Right now? I am rubbing because I went to the doctor, a week ago and got on this scale.
Uh-huh.
And that was so disrespectful. Uh-huh. There.
The scale or the experience? I just want to know.
No, it was the both. Because the scale, no, it didn't have to be like that.
Oh, my God.
So I'm rectifying the situation.
I know that's right. You know, I lost a couple of pounds. myself, and I'm happy about it. I'm trying to strive to do better, be better, eat better. I traded Dr. Peppers and went over to root beer. I don't know if that's gonna help me, but
God. No, you might as well stick with Dr. Pepper. Why you gonna do the same stuff?
Listen, I'm trying. You understand me to
there is no
bring this Dr. Pepper demon under subjection and control. You understand
okay.
me?
Okay. So you bring
I'm
going to
wean myself out.
Control, but you drinking another soda. In order to
but watch this. But watch this. Watch this. So considering the fact that I'm not addicted to root beer, I don't buy them all the time. But I tell myself, you on a root beer kick. Even though I know I ain't about to buy one. You understand me? So I'm saying it's all a trick to this whole situation. So what I do is, and I'm rolling in the store with my honey, I go ahead and say, get some of them sparkling water. Right?
Oh, okay.
So get a sparkling water. Got the little fuzz, fizz going on, and it psychs me out, you know, and everything,
no.
you know.
Well.
Which I don't understand. See, it's not working, and it brings me to this right here. Why do we think, you know, in our head, vaping is going to, you know, people, I have a couple people I know that said, they're going to vape instead of smoke, and that's going to keep them from going back to a cigarette. And I said to myself, and myself said, no, you still smoking. You know, you still
smoking.
Got the little, you still smoking. You know, still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, let's see what we got on the line with us tonight. Go ahead, holler at me. Which sister is this right here that I just clicked in? You heard a click. Is that a sister or is that a niece, a nephew? What family member has graced us on 5926 tonight? No one? Okay, going to the next one. Clicking on this one. This is 870. Which wonderful, beautiful family member is this tonight? Okay. I don't know if they can hear me or not. You know, or maybe their phone is on mute. I don't know. Let's try this 903 because I believe this is my beautiful my chipmunk right here. Let me see if it's her. 903, is this you? Is this who I think I'm talking to?
Is
this
903? Is it 690? Because if it is, it's Maya.
Maya, pudding pie. Hey, what's going on, girl?
Nothing at all.
Girl, listen, I done clicked four people in, and they ain't said a word, but I think that you went ahead and responded it to call. What's going on? You caught the show last week, girl.
I sure did.
Okay, go ahead, talk to me, girl. What did you think about the topic last week? Let's just go. I just want to know.
Well, I learned a lot, and then most of the time I was confused on what we were talking about.
Well, it was supposed to be about motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Getting motivated, staying motivated, buying some motivation, lying for motivation. I don't know, but the main thing is motivation. You know. Sometimes you got to lie to yourself, you know, just to get a jump start. You know how you go out there, run, you know, you get the jump start to your vehicle, you know, the machine makes the truck think that it's another vehicle, you know, but it jumps and it gets started. So it's motivation. We're talking about motivation. Go ahead. What you think? What motivates you? Let's start there. What motivates you?
What motivates me? I have to make myself motivated. Like, I'll say, okay, Jamea, mm-hmm. get your butt up, do your hair today, look cute, and then that makes mm-hmm. me want to clean up, put my music on, clean up,
answer to these disrespectful kids all day, all types of stuff like that. But the main thing is I have to look cute. I have to do my hair, you know, curl my face, all types of stuff like that.
See, girl, you in my arena right there. That right there, listen, you know your AT, girl. I got to get up and figure out, first of all, I already dreamed about what my hairstyle is going to be for today. I already dreamed that thing, guys. What my hairstyle gonna be? What my the makeup, you know, my highlighted. What the lipstick color gonna be? You understand me? Got to get cute first and foremost. I mean, I of course thanking God first. The wig don't come first. God do. Then I'm with you on that because I got to. If I look in the mirror and see just some awesomeness going on, I'm like, girl, you got to do something today. You didn't do all that for nothing. So I'm with you. Got to get yourself together. Gotcha. Now, we got some other folk on here. I don't know if they're going to say anything, but I like this start. I like the way we have started. We're going to be featuring a lot of our family's music. You know, we have artists like, he was King Pack. Now he's, which I really wish you would have stated that, but he's Cash In now, I guess. That's new. And then we're going to be talking with, hopefully we can get the photographer on the line, which is my nephew and Zim's. Talk to a girl, yes, son on here about some photography. Yes. Okay. And we're going to talk about his business. We're going to get him on here talking about country. Country is a song that totally describes us all. So we definitely are going to be playing that music as soon as I get it uploaded to the switchboard. It's going down, all I'm saying. And we're going to be talking about, we got clothing lines, we got all kinds of stuff going on, candles. This Cook family is off the chain, honey, and you cannot go to sleep because you're going to miss some. Don't blink. You're going to miss some, all I'm saying, all I'm saying. Damn. So, is it hot where you at? I'm just saying. I know it's a stupid question, but go ahead.
No, because just along the lines with that scale and the situation that put me there, the heat is disrespectful too.
Oh, my God, the heat is disrespectful on a whole nother level.
Audacity. You can't even leave nothing in the car, you know? It has the audacity to melt your lipstick. You know, your Carmex is done. It's just done.
It's done. It's done. So, Carmex is now aromatherapy and all. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it is. You know, I went out to, I made a day trip out to Atlanta, Texas. Well, I didn't go to Atlanta. I went to Shiloh, like, to pick up my new pup, right?
When?
His name is Blue. This weekend, this past week, yes. Picked up Blue. This is a blue pit bull, blue eyes, white paws.
Okay, I'm gonna let you finish. But I'm gonna come up with you with something when you finish. Go ahead.
What? He gonna chew up my shoes?
Tell me about Blue.
Blue is blue. Blue is a loving, playful, small dog that's gonna grow into a beast. I already know this. Got it in my head. I already know. Okay, come on, I'm ready. Come on with it. Go ahead. Let me have
it. You know I live in East Texas, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about it.
This is the deal. You live in Hope, Arkansas, right?
No, I do not. I live in East Texas. Boy. Okay, for all y'all listeners that's on here, you see what I'm talking about?
They can't see what you're talking about. They listen.
You know, we all get busy in our own thing and doing our thing. And, you know, sometimes we just, you know, don't know. So now I'm going to let you know. The next time you come to East Texas, I live in East Texas.
Okay. All right, I got you. Consider myself, you know, told off. You understand me? But listen, I paid for it. I paid for it in heat and sweat. My AC went out on my little scooter about, my little scooter around. AC blow cold. Listen, Mayor, listen, let me tell you what went down. So, AC blow a cold, right? Now my husband psyched me out. Baby, I'm driving. We're going to get up 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, I ain't got to drive. You know, I can't stand driving out of town. I mean, I'm very good at it. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want to do it, right? I just want to go to sleep, wake up, I'm there. That happened through the cook's journeys. Trained me to go to sleep and wake up, and you there. But so he drove like for 30 minutes, right, and then pulled over and said, baby, can you drive? I was like, wait a minute. That's not how this works. You understand me? We either hit that halfway mark, you know what I'm saying? And 4 o'clock in the morning, the AC cool, everything cool, baby, listen. About 8 o'clock. No. About, let's see, 1, 2, 3. About 7 o'clock, right? Oh, I'm coming around the mountain. I'm happy. I'm in wherever I am. I'm in one of them little cities. I like to see everything. Boom. I'm retarded, right, because I'm supposed to take 59 all the way there. Boom, this thing come on my navigational, because I'm keeping up with my hours on my navigational, right? And the thing say, go down, I forget what the name of the road was, what number it was. Go down here, it's going to cut this many minutes off your trip, right? I turned on a back street, right? My AC, listen, y'all, don't laugh. I mean, it's funny, but I turned on this back street, right? I was like, Jay's knocked out. He over in the other seat, like, calling on the hogs and pigs and stuff. He waking up every 5 minutes, talking about, hey, you all right over there? I hate when people do that. But anyway, so, I'm winding on these roads, down the hill, turn the corner, you know, don't cross the line. You know that road that tell you don't cross the double yellow line. Don't cross, don't pass, no passing, right? I'm getting scared because I'm like, first of all, this don't look right. You understand me? But I don't want to turn to James and say, hey, we lost, right? Because he's sleeping so good, and I'm upset, first of all, because I'm not supposed to be driving no way, okay? AC go out, right? But I ain't tripping because I don't think the AC went out. I'm thinking that it's just trying its best to pull because it's hot outside, right? No, AC done went slap out, right? I'm starting to sweat. My back hurt. I got to use the restroom. I'm on a back street. I don't know where I'm at. It's a turn at the next intersection, turn at the next light, go around making you know, all kinds of stuff. I'm tripping because I just watched The High Grass. That movie is about high grass. If you walk in it, you're lost there for years, and you come out old or something like that. It's crazy.
Wow.
So I'm battling them like, What am I do if this is where it all is? You know, if this is where the children of the corn, you know, decide they're gonna take me, you know. What am I gonna do? You know what I'm saying? If Cool Joe decide, hey, pull over right here, I'm taking you. This is where you're leaving here. I didn't know what to do. Finally come out, hit straight into 59, boom, I'm in Marshall or Carthage or somewhere in there, and I'm back on track. Okay, all of this has happened, and my husband wakes up and says, "Ooh, boo, you driving, ain't you, boy?" I'm looking at him like, "Dude, oh my Lord, why?" All I'm saying. So y'all just pretty much just in love. It was a very traumatic trip going. It was very traumatic going. You understand me? It was traumatic coming back. Let's just be real about it. AC went out again, right? Wow. Blowing coal, same thing, you know. James got behind the wheel. Oh, I'm up now. It's daylight. I'm ready. I'm up now, right? By 30 minutes. I don't have to tell y'all how it went. Just forget about it. Let's move on. Tragic stories of a lady on a trip to get a blue pit bull. Yeah, yeah. It was low on Freon or whatever that stuff is they put in there to make it blow cold, you know.
I'm through.
What y'all do this weekend? That's enough. That's enough about mine.
Didn't do too much of nothing. I went to see my mini-me's and watched a part of my other mini-me's birthday gathering on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it.
Mel, what you do, girl?
Nothing. I was just fat. That's it.
Listen, let's have a kumbaya moment, because let me tell you something. I try to explain people be like, oh, you know, embrace and love yourself. I do love myself. Just because I want to get rid of a little extra pounds does not mean I don't love myself. I don't know where people get that from. Oh, and then if you got a few extra pounds, first of all, this is what gets me. First you tell me I'm too big, you know, lose some weight. If you love yourself, then I start losing weight, and you tell me, well, just love yourself the way that you are. And I'm saying to myself, are you confused, or am I confused? Because I'm just saying, I understand, though. Some people just don't know. They confused. They want to, and I feel like this, just tell the truth. You know, you look at me, you are uncomfortable. Just say, hey, I'm uncomfortable with your weight. So I can explain to you, how is my weight uncomfortable for you? You understand me? That's what I'm uncomfortable. Like if you get a car, or they say some random stuff. I have an issue with you. I'm like, well, why do you got an issue with me? I don't have an issue with me. So why do you have an issue with me? As a matter of fact, you keep your issue. I want you to keep your issue because it ain't mine. So I don't understand. Maybe y'all can help me with this whole conversation here. You know, what is it? We got somebody else on the line. Let's see. They probably tired of me talking. Pam, is that you? I guess it's not. We're not getting any participation tonight. Who is this on the line with us tonight? That's that 740. Who is that on the line with us tonight? Holla at us. Say what's up. Oh, okay. Cool with me. It's all right.
Hello?
It's all right. Oh, who is it?
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you're on. Now let me before you start. Is this a nice part? Who is it? Someone we know, or are you a visitor? Hello, sir.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, sir, you are. I don't think he can hear us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and put him back in the queue. Okay. Well, we know we got some listeners on there. Young man, we tried to buzz you in, but we couldn't hear nothing you said, okay? So, okay, it's all good. Let's see who else is on here. We have Mel, you still on there with us, girl?
I'm still here.
Hey, that's all right. That's cool. Let's see who
is your brother in?
Is
Justin in somewhere?
Who is 740? I'm not going to reach your whole number because we can't do that. 740-668. Who is that? If you would like to say something, I'm going to give brief instructions before we continue on with the show. If you would like to say something or chime in, all you do is press 1. It lets us know that you have something to say. And guess what? We will buzz you in. Now, back on the topic. Now, it's hot outside. Let's talk about let's talk about loving ourselves, okay? We talked about motivation last week. And I find that Hold on. Somebody done chimed in. Let's see what they want to say. We got to be careful. Yes. Welcome to 5926 Central. Who are we speaking with?
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Hello. Can I get on the show, please?
You're on the show. Hello. All right. We tried to get you on the show. We're listening. You're in the queue. Talk with us. All right.
I don't know. I don't think enough is probably.
Enough of that. Okay. Back to loving yourself. That's our topic for tonight. I was waiting for a couple of other sisters to chime on it or bring it on, but I guess we're not going to have that tonight. So let's get into loving yourself. How important is it for you to love yourself? And the reason I say this is because I find that there's so many people that are looking for acceptance and somebody else's approval and somebody else's, I don't even know how to phrase it. You're looking for somebody else to validate you. And I think that you need to accept yourself. Accept you. So I'm going to let Zam start off. How do you feel about it?
Okay. Loving yourself is the beginning of, for me, it's the beginning of you being happy, you know,
mm-hmm.
because as long as you have to depend on someone else to, like you say, validate you or love you, then they determine how your day goes. They determine how your life goes. They determine if you enjoy yourself, if you don't enjoy yourself, if you, you know, which earlier, not the last one, but the 2 weeks ago, we spoke on having that motivation, having to have someone motivate you. You should have
right.
your own self-motivation as much as possible. You know, it's the same
mm-hmm.
thing with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, then, you know, you cut other people off from loving you. And you miss out
exactly.
on that.
Exactly.
You know.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's my thought on the situation.
Yeah, I agree with you because you giving another person power over you, and like you
yeah.
say, they control your day. If it's productive, if it's not productive, you know, if you go forward,
you
if you
get out of bed and do your hair and put on your makeup and, you know, and slay for the day, you know, they control all of that.
Yeah. I used to get mad with James because I would say, and it was just, which I know I'm fabulous, but I would ask him, like, how I look? Am I cute? He's talking about, yeah, I think you're cute. Do you think you're cute? I said, well, you always got to do the part B on it. Why part B has to be on it? He said, because you got to think you're cute. I say, hey, I'm confident. I said, but the reason I brought that up is because it is a lot of people who are grown, and are still in a approval say is I always say if you go into the store to buy a pair of shoes and the first thing that comes to your mind, I better not get these because so-and-so going to have something to say about it. You have given, that's the person you need to get, you have an unhealthy relationship with, you know, because why are you thinking about them while you are trying to get something that you like? You know, the first thing that comes to your mind is that person, their opinion, and all of that. You need to check that relationship. That's just how I feel about it, you know, because if I'm going to buy a pair of shoes, I'm not thinking about nobody, but if I can walk in them now, that's one thing I'm thinking about. But if this person pops up or this, in my mind, that's what I'm saying, they're on the top of my mind, then I have given them too much energy or too much power in certain areas of my life. And, honey, I don't believe in bondage or manipulation in no shape, form, or fashion, you know, all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yep.
What you think, Nia?
Sorry, I missed half of that because I've been whooping butt. So I cannot what's been going on.
Loving yourself and giving somebody that, what do we say to them, that power over you. To say that control over your day, over your thoughts, over how you feel about yourself, over you accepting you. You giving that to somebody else. How do you feel about it?
I don't think I can really speak on that because if someone make me mad, that anger is towards them, not nobody else. It's not going to mess my day up. So I can't, you know, really say.
Okay, about loving yourself, how important is it for you to love and embrace you, the uniqueness of you? How important is that?
It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me tell y'all something.
You don't talk to the baby. Don't talk to the baby. Hey, I told y'all tune in for real, real talk, and this is where it is. So...
yeah.
Like I said, it's very,
so,
very,
Pam,
very, very important.
Go on and watch TV.
Go ahead.
Pam, Justin, and Crystal aren't on yet?
No, I'm still waiting on. And if you are on, press 1. Thank you. And let's move on. Go ahead, Zam. What do you say to a person that, let me just throw a question out there. If you met a person that was very, very insecure, right? They're your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very insecure, and you can tell that they are trying to be codependent on your opinion. Oh, that was good, Janice. You are off chain. They're trying to be codependent on your opinion. What I mean by that is they're waiting for you to say, yeah, that's bad right there. You know what I'm saying? They're waiting on your approval on different things. And you can tell that they don't have their own mindset. Okay, how do you deal with that friend or that person? Do you just tell them straight up, or do you find a creative way to help them come out of that place? What do you do?
See, I'm low on that creativity scale. I'm pretty much, they're like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, well, what do you think about it? Do you like this? Well, do you like it? You know, pretty much just, you know, that's just, I mean, I don't have that around the way approach to things most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's me. I'm just straightforward. I'm like, you know, you just got to learn to love yourself. You got to learn to, you know, if you like it, then that's what matters. As long as you're not, as long as you're not breaking the law or hurting someone else in your actions or what you like or what you don't like, then, hey, you don't have to have that, you know, what do you call it, that validation from, yeah, that's cute. Nah, that's not cute. Not you. It's what you like. Now, in the same token, there are some things that I like that my kids or my husband better not let me walk out the house looking like. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a certain thing, because, you know, in my mind, it may look this way, but, you know, on the outside looking in, it just don't look like that.
Yeah, I think that's why I love to watch. See, some people don't like ratchet TV, but I do. I love, because they have drama, and that drama's not in my life, so I love to watch other people's drama on TV, that is. And they have a lot of styles that these ladies be wearing, you know, and I'd be like, oh, that's bad. Oh, that's it. But I wouldn't go buy it and put it on, you know. I don't get so caught up to think that dress that she got on gonna look the same way on me. It's two different bodies, you know. I have to be very, very conscious of what's flattering to me. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's all I want to say. Yeah. So we have Crystal on the line.
Hey, y'all.
Now, if I just want to know any opinion about anything I'm doing or what I'm wearing or what I have going on, I just ask my granddaughter, because she blows my head up all day, every day. All day, every day.
Oh, Lord. Crystal, what's going on, girl?
Nothing much.
Wait a minute. Crystal is on?
Yes. Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, too.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was talking.
The topic is loving yourself. How important is it for you to love yourself and not seek approval from other people?
Yes, that's super important. I don't really care what anybody else thinks. So,
okay. That's my little sister right there.
I don't think you need validation from anybody. You'll never be happy depending on somebody else's opinion of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm all for loving yourself and just, I mean, like what you like. Don't worry about anybody else's opinion, because you'll find yourself always doing what other people want, and you'll be unhappy.
And you will be unhappy. We have another caller on here, so let's see what they want to say. All right, 202, what you want to say? Who are we talking with?
Hello, ladies. How are you tonight?
Good.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I am just great. I had a thought on my mind. I thought I might present to you.
Okay, hold on. Just hold that thought just a moment. Go ahead, Zam, and get into it. Let me check this call out, and I'll be right back.
Okay. And I want to elaborate more on what Crystal was saying. If you look at it, everyone has a different opinion. So if you have three different people with opinions on what you're doing or what you're saying, or you're trying to please them, you please each person one at a time, because they all have different opinions. But in all of that mix up, you are the one who's falling short. You know, you're the one who's unhappy, because you're doing everything that everybody else wants you to do, but nothing that you want to do that fulfills you or makes you happy. So I totally agree with that, what Crystal was saying. Yeah. I think there's a part of everyone who wants some sort of, not necessarily validation, but somebody to say, you know, good job, or I'm proud of you, or something like that.
Yeah, that pat on the back.
I mean, that's human nature.
Yeah.
That's what that is. But as far as, you know, well, I'm not going to do this because they're not going to be happy, or this person likes this, so I'm going to do this, or this person didn't like this, so I'm going to do that. Well, what about you? Where do you fall in?
Exactly.
You know, in the equation, you know. And that just makes for a lot of stressful days, a lot of headaches, a lot of, you know, you know, so.
And I agree.
And that's my thought.
That's why
that.
I always.
You're back, Janice?
Yeah. And that's why I always.
Is that call her
I
back?
Always call it. No, not at all. that's why I always talk about, I call it an unhealthy relationship, because you can have unhealthy relationships with your homegirl. You can have a homegirl that's
yeah.
just toxic, that's toxic to your self-esteem, your life, your everything. You know, I had a toxic homegirl when I was a kid, and when I got grown, I couldn't deal with her. Because I realized that, you know, as you get older, you realize, like, how did I even deal with that? They have always been a hater in your life. You see what I'm saying? But you didn't realize at the time because you were too busy being a friend, you know. And then you get older. That's what I say. When you get older, you start listening to how people talk to you. They minimize your stuff. Look at your little house. You got your little house. Mm-hmm. You got your little biz, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you start to really see that, oh, girl, if I wouldn't, you know, and you have to be able to catch that stuff, because if you don't, you know, and you got, you know, some people say, well, I'm not going to, did you hear that? Did you hear it? Did you hear what she said? You know, why don't you deal with it? Because let me tell y'all something. I was in and out of a toxic best friendage. It was horrible. But the last time I dealt with the best friend, I realized I started seeing stuff that I didn't see before. And I was like, was this heifer always like this? And she was. It's just that I was so busy being a friend till I wasn't requiring anything out of the friendship with her. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody will catch that.
Right.
So it's just like you said, Sam. Okay, they're getting what they want, but what are you getting out of it? You get them. So what are you getting? So you have to really, really be careful too about the people you surround yourself with, because when your life starts changing, even your life starts getting better, you know, or you start really, really pursuing the things that you've been wanting to do. Guess what? It's gonna uncover a lot of the folk around you, because some of them only liked you when you were down anyway.
Yeah.
Let me move on.
Well, I mean, that's just what it is, though. It's just what it is.
Mm.
And you know, you move to different levels in your life, and when you move to those levels, you know, not only is your life changing, or your finances changing, but the people who surround you should also change. You know, it's not the same if they're not on the same level that you're on. And when I say same level, I mean if they don't have the same mindset, that same, you know, if you don't have that, if you're not on that same level, then, you know, or above. Because if they're above, if they think outside the box, if they're thinking further than you are, then you want to be around those people as well, because that makes you strive to do better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not to beat them, per se, just to say, okay, it's just like when you're working out, when you have a partner who's a little bit stronger than you, a little bit more advanced than you, then it's easier because it gives you something to strive to. You know, so and sometimes you just have to be selfish, not in the bad way, you know, but sometimes you have to think about you. There are certain instances that call for you to be, you know what, this right here in itself, this is about me and about how I'm going to be successful, how I'm going to get through what I'm going through. You know, this is about me, so I have to dwell on me. I have to do this. I have to work on me. And that's just what it is, because if not, you're not going to be able to help anybody else.
That's true.
And if you don't actually go through it and push through it, then you can't go to someone else and say, you know what, this is what you need to do. You need to do this, 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 this. Everything is different for everybody, but at the same time,
yeah.
if they see that you were in this situation and you've made it
mm-hmm.
through this situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you can, but you can't make it through that situation when you and everybody you're surrounding yourself with is in that low place, you know, if that makes sense. So you have to be selfish and you have to think about yourself. In order for you to think about others, you have to think about yourself.
That's true.
That's just what it is. So
that's true.
In order for you to be happy, in order for you to strive, in order for you to, you know, when you reach those certain levels in your life, then, you know, it's just like skin. When you only go so far, and then it sheds and gets
mm-hmm.
ready for the next level.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you know,
what
when you were talking, I was when you were talking, I was thinking about this young lady I had a conversation with, and I told her, I said, how can you continue to give you, right? You show up for people, you do this for people, you do that for people. You continue to show up for folk, but if you have nothing left, right? If you are not, like you said, if you are not investing in yourself or making sure that you, if you're not selfish some of the time, how can you have anything else to give out? You see what I'm saying? You're going to run to you. That's why people say, well, I burned out or I did that because they didn't take care of themselves along the way. You know, they're too busy trying to be everything to everybody till they were nothing to themselves. Oh my God, I got to post that. That was good.
Go ahead. That's it.
Oh, that was so good. I can't remember it now. But it's the truth. You know, you get to doing so much and jumping over here and jumping over there and showing up for this and showing up for that. Well, then you have nothing left for yourself, you know. So it's like you have to take out that time to deal with you. And that's a part of the topic we're talking about, loving yourself. That's a part of loving yourself. You got to love yourself enough to stop and say, hey, I told a young lady, I said, go to the hotel and then and get there, get settled in, put your bags, you know, unpack your bags and relax and get you some room service. Then call your family and tell them where you're at. She was like, what? I said, I'm telling you that for a reason. Because you're going to get in that car and make a decision to go. While you're in that car, you're going to want to call somebody. They're going to say something to you. You're going to say, oh, yes, right, let me tell you. Before you know it, there you go, back home. And then you cry. I should have had a vacation. I need to do this. But you're going to have to up and remove yourself out of the situation and get you together and then come back and try it again. You get what I'm saying? So I said, don't call and tell nobody
yep,
where you're at until you unpack everything.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord.
And then you might not want to call it then, because if you're one of those that let what people think and what they say affect your day, that just might ruin your whole vacation.
Your whole vacation. What you think, Krista?
Yeah.
You want to say something on that? Mm-hmm.
I agree with all you're saying. I guess my mind, I'm so focused on, because I don't really care what people think, but I have this, I'm not going to say people have this habit of giving their opinion when it's not even asked for. So that's kind of where my mind is. It's like, I don't really care what you think, but when people have this
hey.
When they give
their opinion, that's what you give them.
I know. It bugs me. It just bugs me.
I love it.
It's always people want to tell you what you should be doing with your life and how you should be living it. Like, don't you got your own life
that's
to live?
True.
Like, who asked you? Like, I don't know. That's what my mind is.
Hey, Krista. Mail, and guess what? You're going to share next mail. But I had somebody tell me they wanted to be my life coach and tell me how to do this and the other. They hadn't been around me, didn't know what I was doing, had no idea all the stuff I was doing. But for some reason, they felt like I was failing and I could be better in my life. So if I could just give them an opportunity to be my life coach and they could show me how to make my life manageable because it's out of control, I was looking at them like,
what?
Well, you the one in the family. Oh, did I say that? Let me take that back. Because I don't want to reveal who this is. And I ain't mad at them. It amazes me how people have that type of arrogance. Is it arrogance? To where they could step to you in that, like Chris would say, who asked you for your bent nickel? Who asked you for your 2 cents? Who asked you for your rusty penny? Nobody. Nobody asked.
Not a bent nickel.
Right.
Nobody asked.
Right. No. I think it also comes from, like, I send you these messages all the time. Like, you can't tell everybody what you're doing. Right?
You can't.
And sometimes you've got to keep it to yourself. You know, just keep it a secret because everything ain't for everybody to know. Because that just take all your joy.
All of it. And especially, I feel like this because especially when you're in the start of it, when you're in the beginning, you start something new, that's really when you need to be by yourself. People try to have a whole football team with them when they first. No, you don't need all that. You need one person, and that's you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you need to write yourself down and get it. I'm drifting. Go ahead, Maya. How do you feel about this?
I am 100% agreeing with Aunt Crystal.
I know it. Maya, say that's it. I'm done. That's right there. Go ahead. All right, y'all. We're down to 7 minutes. We have had an awesome show. I'm calling out Jessica and I'm calling out Pamela and Slam Bam. You are ratchet and trifling for not being on the air tonight. Boom, and it is recorded. And my name
not
is Janice.
Right.
And my name is Janice.
That's what
you know
true.
Where I
That's
live. I'm just saying, but I'm for real.
Oh
seriously
God.
Though, where are y'all
oh
at?
God.
I'm just saying. Boom. That's called being messy. Yes, it is. Okay. Let's go ahead and sign off tonight because tonight was a good show. Loving yourself for those of you that are listening in, catching the show in the archives because our ratings are through the roof. How about that? We have shot from the radio show itself has shot from, 209K to 211K and 5926 Central. We are booming in our ratings. So, boom. I want to holler at everybody on iHeartRadio that's listening to us on iTunes, that's listening to us on all the rest of those podcast stations and nations. We love you. Okay? There's nothing y'all can do about it. Go ahead and sign up for us tonight, Zam.
All right, everybody. It was a great night, and as usual, I enjoyed myself tonight, and I think I speak to y'all more now than I did before. And it's crazy how much we just miss hanging out with each other, you know, as adults. Because, you know, as kids, we did it because we didn't have a choice. But as adults, you know, everybody has their own life and everything going on, and it's just good to be on the air with you guys. And I'm glad that everyone who's listening in is listening in. And we hope to see you or hear from you next Monday.
Bye. Okay. Maya, go ahead and sign out because you are our guest co-host tonight.
I will.
Yes.
Go ahead. But I'm going to leave that to you, Angelique.
Okay. Cool beans. That was Maya coming to you from Marshall, Texas, baby. And yes, she said it. She ain't worried about what nobody think of her. Don't get it twisted. Boom, she's signing off for the night, and hopefully she'll be on our next show as well next Monday. Go ahead, Crystal, sign off for us tonight.
Of course. Of course, I love talking to my family, and I really enjoyed tonight, and I look forward to next Monday.
All right, now. Okay, so I guess I'm supposed to sign off now. Hey, I'm going to sign off for the two individuals that never signed off. Pam Malam, she is the boss lady chick that needs to rise from the ashes. All right, the phoenix. We're going to just call her that. All right, she wasn't on, and now she's not off. Okay, here we go. Jessica, all right, girl, calling you out. What's up, JD? Just want you to know we're sending you love to Faye, okay? All the way from 5926 Central. And this is Queenie, Janice, signing off tonight. We love you all. Love you all. Yes, we do. But we got to go. I want you to remember to be a family no matter what. Well, I can say it good, but Sister Cook can say it better. We'll talk to you later. This is the Cook Family Song. Right here.